across beds, hearts and bucks.
This is Mike Naylor.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Well, on this programme a fortnight ago, we reported from the Hub Church in Hitchin, a new church and part of a new initiative known as A Fresh Expression. The Hub's morning service is aimed at young families, with breakfast and a bouncy castle provided, while evening worship is based around a topical discussion. Well, today, our second Fresh Expressions feature focuses on a thriving group for the over-65s in Watford. It's called Being Educated and meets for coffee, Bible study, discussion and prayer every week at St Luke's Church. Here are their stories of spiritual renewal, reconciliation and healing.
We like the idea of blessing people by giving them a nice cup of coffee and a welcome, and then they feel they belong.
The group that are here, we feel very happy to be with as a group.
One particular lady said that the turning point for her was when somebody said, "I've saved you a seat." And then she really felt that she belonged.
People are very friendly and very cooperative and very loving.
So having blessed people and feel that they belong, we want to help them to come to faith, to believe. And then that changes their behaviour in the challenges of life.
This example of Fresh Expressions grew out of the coffee mornings that were held in the church on Tuesdays. The members said they wanted something more spiritual as well as social, as organiser and leader Wendy Dodson explains.
There was already a flourishing Friday lunch club for older people, and they started coming on the Tuesday morning. And they were asking to either have an Alpha course or a Lent course, and that's how it began, really. We have coffee and cake and chat. We have lots of laughs. We just say, does anybody want to come in? So we come into the lounge. We start off with a hymn. We study Bible characters, or we go through the seasons. So looking at Easter story and Christmas story. Have a good discussion with these very wise people who've got a lifetime of wisdom. And then we pray together.
Ken finds the Bible discussion very stimulating.
The thing is that we all get involved. We have a discussion, which is very good because it makes you think about things. Different people bring up different things, you see, and aspects of it that you haven't thought about. Spend a little time thinking about things, and that is good that you get more out of it.
Manny also takes part, even though he's not a Christian. He follows a different tradition.
Hindu religion. But some Christian philosophy, the same philosophy to us. Where there are the human services, human thinking, everything, for me it is all right. Yeah. Everywhere God is that, we believe in it. They are very friendly, so I like them.
And you're quite happy reading the Bible and...
No, I can't read nowadays. My eyesight is very poor.
But somebody reads it to you?
Yeah, then I enjoy it. Discussion is very nice. Hymns and carols and every Christmas time. Good. I really enjoy it.
After the Bible reading and discussion, the group enjoys a time of prayer. Wendy Dodson again.
People are very good at praying around the room, and we bring together very personal issues and ask for God's help. We've seen lots of answers to prayer. We've seen people who've not been reconciled in their families become reconciled to them. For instance, one lady had a son that she didn't like, but she loved her daughters, and she gave the daughters money regularly. And she was very challenged through what we've been discussing. And she came one Tuesday and said, "I just want you to know that I've actually written a cheque to my son." And that was a very moving occasion. And another time, we were reading a passage from Isaiah where it said, "Can a mother forget the child at her breast?" And the Lord says, "No, I will never forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands." She got a little bit tearful and said, "Could I go and see her?" So I went round in the afternoon to see her, and she told me that she'd been adopted and had never, ever told anybody, not even her husband or her children, that she was adopted. And she'd carried the burden of not being loved by her mother with her all those years. And we were able to talk about it, and she really found some healing from that, which was wonderful.
I found that very helpful, really, because it makes me think more about praying. I do pray quite a bit, and I pray more intensely now than I used to pray. I think that's because of losing my wife. I think that certainly had an effect on me, and also the effect of the group, really. You almost get the impression sometimes when, say, people say, I'm going to say the Lord's Prayer, and they just say it off, and they might as well be saying anything, if you know what I mean. They're not getting the full meaning and benefit of it. It's really getting that little bit of extra benefit all round that is the thing with the group. The group is a very nice, compact group, I would say.
Do you feel then that you're growing spiritually through this?
Oh, yeah, I think with one or two other things I try to do as well, I think I have been a person who's gone to church, to different churches, quite a bit from being quite a young person. But, yes, I think it's doing me good.
It's also doing Cyril some good, but at first he was reluctant to join in. He used to drive his wife to the Alpha course and vowed to stay in the car and not go into the church. But then, one day, he changed his mind and liked what he saw.
Cyril eventually came and then joined the Tuesday group, and we've just seen him blossom and enter into the discussions and say some very wise things. And then you came to pray out loud, and he's been an inspiration in the group.
So do you feel you've blossomed, Cyril?
Yes, I do. Before, I wouldn't say a word. I'd be quite tight-lipped and wouldn't speak out. But after a couple of weeks of coming, I think I started to unwind and found that I could talk rather than just sit there with a tight lip. So I have learnt a bit more than I would have done if I had not attended. And it's all down to Wendy, really.
So you go away feeling that you've been nourished spiritually then, do you?
Well, I do, yes. I feel that I've had a very good morning and go home and fall asleep.
This growing Fresh Expressions group at St Luke's Church in Watford is called Being Educated. And the vicar there, Canon Dave Middlebrook, says the name came from a parishioner who for a very long time had actually turned her back on the church. She was pretty angry after she felt the church had rejected her.
That came about thanks to a lady called Marjorie. And Marjorie's story is a wonderful story. She lived locally but never got out of the house, and her daughter, who lived in America, said, "Mum, you've got to get out." And Marjorie used to drive along on her electric scooter, and she was quite a cross lady, I hope she won't mind me saying. And actually, for many times, she said, "I'm not going in the church, never go near church." Eventually, she came to the coffee morning. And Wendy and the team would then say, "Who would like to come through for our Bible study?" And Marjorie would always refuse. But when the group came out, she would ask Wendy, "What have you been doing?" So Wendy, with great wisdom, printed out the Bible study they'd been doing and gave it to her and talked a little bit about it. And then the breakthrough came one week when Marjorie said, "Well, I suppose I better be educated." And that's where the name of the group came from being educated. Marjorie, I have to say, saw a transformation. And I remember she asked me to go around to see her. And I went round to the house where she'd lived a long time. She was 95. And she said, "I want to tell you why I'm so angry with church." And she said 50 years before that, she'd been going to be baptised and she was late for the baptism session. And she knocked on the door and the person opened the door and said, "You're late," and closed the door in her face. That's why she left church 50 years previously. And she'd carried that for 50 years. And she'd found friendship and belonging and part of something. She said, "And I want to be baptised." So I baptised at the age of 95 on a Tuesday morning with members of the group, and she died 3 months later. It was a wonderful occasion, and the joy on her face was quite magnificent. And we have a picture of her holding her baptism candle with the biggest smile I've ever seen. And the transformation for Marjorie from about a year before that was incredible.
Isn't that a remarkable story of Marjorie, an angry lady who didn't go to church for 50 years simply because she was late for a baptism preparation class and the church leader, or maybe even vicar, said she couldn't come in and closed the door in her face? There's no way to behave, is it? Rejection, but then eventually baptised in Watford at the age of 95. That story was recounted by Canon Dave Middlebrook, who's the vicar of St Luke's Church in Watford. We also heard there from Wendy Dodson, Ken, Manny and Cyril, all members of the Being Educated group that meets on Tuesday mornings in the church at 10:30. But they're taking a break for the summer. They'll start up again in September on September the 5th, a Tuesday morning. at 10:30. Once again, I'm very grateful to Stephen Fletcher for going to Watford this week to make those recordings, all part of our Fresh Expression series. So if you're part of a church that's new and serves a new community and is a new expression of faith and worship and prayer and discussion, I'd love to hear from you. Let us know.
On FM, AM, digital and online.
This is Mike Naylor
on BBC Three Counties Radio.